Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The focus of our worship this evening is all about God's love. We just heard Jesus say, God so loved the world. However, sometimes it can be difficult for us to see or to feel God's love. As we look at the world around us, so often it seems that what we see is more often than sunshine and daisies, what we see instead is the dark clouds of tragedy, of suffering, and of pain. We see natural disasters that unexpectedly take the lives of people at all stages of life. We see outbreaks of violence that can shock and ravage whole communities and that can leave families grieving for loved ones who were tragically lost too soon. And not only problems in the world around us that we see, but also problems that we experience in our own lives can cause us to wonder or to doubt about God's love. Illness or injury, the loss of a job or the loss of a loved one. There are so many problems in our lives that can start to make us wonder, does God really love this world? Does God really love me? It can sometimes feel to us as if God has actually abandoned this world rather than loving it. It can seem that God has abandoned me. Sometimes it seems like God doesn't really care about what's going on in my life. But nothing could be further from the truth. What we are celebrating here this evening proves God's love. And what Jesus says to us in John 3:16 promises God's love to us. Listen again to those words of Jesus. For God so loved the world. Isn't it shocking that he does love the world? Have you looked at the world around us today lately? It's a mess. Hurt and hate, lying and abuse, cheating and stealing, jealousy and arrogance and injustice are everywhere that we look around us in the world today. And this is the world that God so loves? Yes, Jesus says, God loved the world. And that includes you. Can you believe it? You and me. Who could love someone who has so much to feel guilty about in their past? Who could love someone who has so much to feel guilty about now in the present? Who can love someone who has done those kinds of things? Who could love someone who has those kinds of thoughts? Who? The God who created and rules over this universe. That's who. You might feel sometimes that no one loves you, that no one really cares about you. You might even feel sometimes that you are unlovable. But tonight Jesus assures you in these words from John 3:16 that even if it seems that no one else loves you, and even if perhaps no one else really does love you, Jesus assures you that God does. God loves you. But how can you be sure, you might wonder? People say I love you all the time, but talk is cheap. Just because someone says that they love you doesn't really guarantee that they actually do really love you. So how can you really be sure? How can you be certain that God really loves you? Well, you can be sure because of what God gave you. God so loved the world that he gave. What did he give? Did God give a new car or a new vacation home for you to enjoy? Did he give $1 million? He gave his one and only son. Now think about that. Even if you had 10 sons, you still wouldn't give one of them to save another person, right? Imagine that your child was in the hospital recovering from an illness, and a doctor comes into the room and tells you that there's another child a few rooms down who is dying. But that child could live if you are willing to give your child's heart. Now, of course, that will mean that your child will die, but the other child will live. Now, who of us would agree to such a thing? Who would be willing to make that kind of sacrifice? Well, your God would, and your God did. He gave his one and only son. That is what this night, this celebration is all about. That little baby in the manger is God's gift to you, to the whole world. That little baby, a gift not wrapped in paper but in swaddling clothes. That little baby, a gift not placed under a Christmas tree but placed in a lowly manger, a feed trough for animals. That little baby is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. No matter what gift you might unwrap later tonight or tomorrow morning, it can never compare to this gift that God has given you. Because that little baby did for you what no one else could do. He restored your relationship with God. He willingly went from lying there in the lowly manger and as he grew up, and then he willingly went to the cross, where under great suffering and under the spiritual suffering and agony of being totally separated from the love of God the Father, he paid the penalty for your sins. That baby whose birth that we are here tonight to celebrate and to rejoice in, he took our place. He took our price, the price of our sins, so that now God says to us, I forgive you. I no longer hold your sins against you. Can you believe it? Well, Jesus says that you can believe it. In fact, Jesus says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life. What could be better than that? What could be better than knowing that when you leave this life, God is standing there to welcome you with open arms into heaven? That there you will spend forever in a place without any of the pain and suffering and sadness and sickness of this place that we live in now. That is what this night is all about. And for many people, Christmas is their favorite time of the year. Often for us, especially if we get some time off work, it's a time of calm, peace, and comfort. But before too long, that time is past, and we're back into the busyness of our regular routines and our daily lives. Before long, we're back to all the realities of this world with all of its stress and its sadness and with all of the negative effects of sin that we experience in our lives and all around us. And if Christmas for us has nothing more to do than presents and parties and time with family, then it really doesn't have much of anything to offer us when we return back to those realities of everyday life. But tonight, we've been assured that Christmas is so much more than parties and presents and time with family. Christmas is proof that God loves the world. It's proof that God loves you. And so when times are tough, remember this truth. Remember this proof of God's love to you, given in the form of that baby in Bethlehem. When you're tempted to wonder whether anyone else cares about you, whether even God himself cares about you, remember this sign. Remember this gift of God and be assured that he does. That baby in the manger, your Savior. He proves that love of God to you. And that means that you can have a very merry Christmas, not just at this time, but all year long. Amen.